What time is it? It's 6:09.
9:09. Yeah, well, yeah. 6:09 for you.
Now, Terry.
Yeah.
You want to say hello to everybody? The human part of you?
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Love you,
Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Can you hear her, or is she too dim?
I heard her.
We heard her.
I'll try to.
Hi, Terry. We love you.
I will try and put the phone or the computer closer to her mouth. Like, here. Say something now. Terry?
Yeah.
Say something.
Say something.
We hear you.
She said hi.
You heard her?
Yeah, we heard her. Get better.
That's an order. They're ordering you around, Terry.
That's right. Yep. Get better.
Okay. I think we can start. Are you, let's see here. Are we on BBS yet? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No. It was said.
You're on BBS now.
Okay, good. And I see, looks to me like John Siboronski is on the call. But he's muted. No, he's not. Hi, John. And Jeannie is here. Jeannie, do you have a question for tonight?
Let me think. I didn't, but I'll see if I have something. Hold on.
Wynn, why don't you mute the ding?
Hey, Wynn, quick question for you.
Oh.
You heard about Fred, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Let's ask a question about Fred.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm asking also. I sent another email.
Okay.
I forgot that.
Oh, good, good. Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you a conversation I had a long time ago about Fred. And, you know, as I was learning about Fred, I learned that he was really going into combat with the negative, right? And it's not something that our sources recommend doing. Because you polarize with them. And I didn't tell that to Fred because I thought he was he was being very effective in many cases that I know about. And it was as part of his MO. So I just kept it to myself. Now, even Terry gets buzzed by the negative. And you know, what happens is they start messing with your higher projection. And then they can go from there and send things into your body. Whether it's disease, like Carla had a constant circumstance with inner channelings. They asked many questions about it. She had a fifth dimensional Orion Crusader that was making her sick and that would prefer that she would die rather than put this information into the world. So you can be sure that we are being paid attention to. And I mean, I know that for a fact. And I might ask a question about that tonight. I have to be very careful about asking questions because I don't want to invoke them by asking a question about them, you know? So, let me clear the dings. course. Oh, wait, I know how to do it. Okay.
Muted.
Okay, our tones are off.
The recording has started.
Hey, everybody, and everybody on BBS Radio. My name is Wynn Free, and this is June 15th, 2022. Now, I don't know if anyone noticed this, but I remember from way back, June 14th was a holiday, and it was called Flag Day. And I didn't hear one mention of it yesterday. And I wonder if it had something to do with the climate today, about the flag is suddenly more controversial than it used to be. But we're not going to focus on flags. This is a call where we have conversations with a very high source in a very high dimension. And we submit questions to them. And I would say they look at things from a soul level. I wouldn't call their readings psychic readings, although they certainly can see things. When we ask them about the future, they say the future is still unfolding, and they prefer not to make a prediction about anything in the future, so they don't jinx something which is unfolding. Now, of course, that could be good or bad. So, but it is what it is. And they're on this line energetically, and some of you can feel them. It's an energy that's in the space. And of course, Terry and I are right now in Verde Valley Hospital in Cottonwood. And they're still trying to figure out what's wrong with Terry, but she is in a much better mood today. And more alert and aware. And so she's going to do this session. And when we do these sessions, a lot of light comes in, which is healing for her, particularly on the Wednesday call, where we're being of service to the people who ask questions. So we have this little invocation to create protective energy and call on our sources. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in a flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And do we have our sources present?
We be in the light of the one infinite creator. We have carefully reviewed our space, and we see that there are infiltrators. And we serve the Orion group. So we dismiss them. We totally dismiss them from our space, from our future space. And we are here in present time. If we ever see anything that doesn't make total sense, just regard it as it is not pertaining at this time.
Is there anything you'd like to share about what's going on with Terry right now or in the past few days?
There have been a number of negative attacks from the Alliance. We dismiss them.
Now we're going to have the phone ringing. Can I answer it?
Okay.
Okay. Maybe somebody demanding to come in. Hello? We're doing a call right now. Hi. Know who that was?
No.
Lauren.
We see that there has been infiltration from Ronald in
is he still an obstacle around us?
Yes.
And working on psychically?
Yes.
Doing problems wherever he can?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Any suggestions how to block his influence?
Send it back to where it came
from. Okay.
So, are we in the middle of a question here?
I'm going to ask a question, okay?
All right.
You know, one of the things I just became aware of yesterday is that Fred died.
Yes.
A few days ago. And I wanted to request that you can look in on him and see if there's anything to add to his experience right now on the other side. And if he wants to share anything back to us.
He is still coordinating from the other side where he is.
Still doing his work on the other side.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was his death connected with negative beings bothering him?
We do not wish to
go into it. All right. I hesitated to ask, but that's fine. Okay. Now, let's go and see the questions we have for today. And just a moment. I see Edna's question, which is the one I just asked. Okay? So we'll skip that. That one. And this is from Dharmananda. In a session with Carla Ruckert, you said the harvest would begin soon. Is it happening now? And if not, how long will it be before it happens?
Happening, starting around 1981.
And this is happening for people after they pass this realm, right? Or maybe I can ask another one.
Ask another one.
And that is, people are graduating and still staying in their bodies, I believe.
Some people are graduating and staying in their bodies. Individually, they are moving through their own dharma.
Mm-hmm. But if they graduated and stay in their body, they have to be careful, don't they? Nothing is caught up in anything.
Depending on how strong they are, how connected they are to the transition.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Of course, if somebody's in their body, they can't take the, what is it called now? The beam of light that comes down to lift people through the dimensions. They have to be able to do it in their consciousness themselves. Does that make sense?
Each individual is set up to progress.
In their own way?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, I came up with an idea that I wanted to ask.
Right.
And that is, both the Elohim and the Ra group place a emphasis on the idea of calling.
Yes.
And that means when we call on the Elohim, we can invoke a connection.
Yes.
Or the Ra group. or Ra'an.
Okay.
And I was wondering if somebody, actually I was trying this, and I was breathing and calling Elohim.
Yes.
And just seeing Elohim come in on my breath. And I could feel an uplifted energy.
Yes.
Come in. Okay? And I wanted to suggest that to other people. Because you don't have to call, they don't have to call on you for a particular reason. They can call on you to make a connection. Am I right?
Well, when you open up the connection, then it becomes stronger.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there any recommendation on calling on Elohim, Ra, or Ra'an? And people might have different resonances and have to experiment.
Individuals have different strengths of connection.
So they can try them, right?
Yeah.
And if Ra answers a call, vibrationally, I imagine it would feel different than the Elohim answering a call. Could you share the difference?
Ra has a different strength. And Elohim, and so one can check out what has the strongest connection.
Okay, thank you. Let me go with more of the questions that have been asked today. This is from Edna.
Yeah.
And she asks, I would like to ask for support and guidance while I am starting my new job on Tuesday. I will be working for Oracle, and I'm excited for the new opportunity. I think Oracle is a computer company. And I thank our sources for all the support. And much love, Edna.
Thank you. We've widened the support. The support of you. We widen it.
What does it mean to widen it?
Place more channels. In the light, activate more channels.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Next question is from Bonnie Penners. I have been having dreams about babies where I leave them alone or with others and return with food or are in time to keep them safe.
What is it that she is connecting with?
She's having dreams about babies.
Okay.
And in her dreams, she's leaving them alone or with others and return with food. Are in time to keep them safe. Do I have any past forgotten experiences where I had to leave a child and the outcome was perhaps not positive? Also, many of my deceased friends and relatives are included in the dreams. Thank you for commenting.
This is connecting up with others that you have moved on from. You are strengthening the connections with the population. You're broadening the areas for connection with others in this realm.
Thank you. We have a question here from Jeannie Jett.
Okay.
I have been considering selling my house and moving for a number of reasons, but I'm unable to make a decision one way or the other. I feel frozen. This has made me wonder whether it is the right decision. Mm-hmm. Can you put any clarity on this? And Jeannie lives in Citrus Heights, California.
Broaden the knowledge of the area and what is going on with the people.
In the area she's living now?
It's a site.
Mm-hmm. You know, California, in general, has been one of the more repressive states, I believe, in the country.
Yes.
And I would ask the question, is the area she is in feeling the effect of California's repressiveness?
Yes,
yes. You know, I have a friend that has lived in Van Nuys, California for quite some time, and he just moved to Florida.
Yeah.
And it seems like Florida and Texas are two states that are not so repressive.
Yeah.
And I don't like to use the word liberal because it's no longer the right word in the way it used to be used.
Right.
But that's all on that question. Let's see if anyone else sent a question in. Dharmananda asked another question. Dharmananda, I don't think I will ask this question, okay? I'm sorry. You know what? First of all, you're asking them for prophecy. And they've said a lot of times that we don't do that. Anything can change any moment to change the outcome. And, but I'll ask this question, okay?
Right.
In my way, it's obvious Terry and I are going to leave this realm sooner or later. And Dharmananda wonders, how will this continue? Who will take our place? And you know what, Dharmananda? Because you asked the question, maybe you're one of the people that will take somebody's place, or at least carry the work on. I mean, I think about that, and I set this up so that all of our calls are available for free on the Spirit Channel, and we do get a number of hits on that channel. Like, I think we're up to 176,000 hits. And there are many, many things that I hope I can have the time to do while I'm still in this realm. But I'll ask the question this way. How do you see the potential for this work continuing if Terry and I are gone?
Be sure to get your books published. That is one of the main ways. Be sure to get your books published.
Will other people come forward who can channel the Elohim?
Possibly.
You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You know, things are created as they go. And so I don't think they can say. I mean, the fact that this is happening at all is the result of a number of minute decisions that I made that created synchronicities.
Yes.
That caused things to occur. And I don't believe it could have ever been predicted. Because they were like very random decisions. And, that's why it's hard to make solid statements about any of this stuff for the future. But we are creating it. Some of you on this call are going to outlive Terry and myself. And what are you going to do? Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to sink into the woodwork and say, oh, well, next? And I know that there's people on this call right now, they're not going to do that. That know on a very deep level what this work is about, you know? And they will do what they can do to keep it alive and active. And that's all of our official questions for tonight. But I might have some general questions that people will find interesting, you know? And You know, a long time ago, it was indicated that if you polarize with the negative, you open a gateway to them.
Right.
And when we do whole planet healing, on every part of that, I say something to the effect that I talk about the people that have negative agendas, that don't honor the law of one, and that I ask for obstacles. And I'm not sure if when I do that, if I'm polarizing. Is there
not a
better
idea?
Pardon me?
Not a good idea.
Is there a better way of saying it? Could I say more people become aware of this and create an energy that it doesn't continue? Should I ask this question in private?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Another thing on whole planet healing, when I go through all the specific things that we send energy to,
yeah,
you know, from the humans to the children to the animals, I always get stuck on the fish in the sea lake. I never know what to say about them. And I'm sure there's something to say about them. And can you give a recommendation? Would you prefer that I ask this question privately as well? Is Terry getting too tired? Yes. So, better to close the session now, yes? Okay. Well, thank you so much, and thank you, Terry. And, thank all of you that are here. And let me see. Maybe we'll do, since we're in Terry's room, the hospital. Maybe we'll do a silent or a little meditation or visualization for her healing. And I'd like to invite all those beings on the other side who are also healers. and angels into our space under the auspices of the Elohim. And move inside of Terry's body, correcting whatever is wrong.
Thank you.
Let's hold that space silently for a couple of minutes before we close the call. And if BBS is listening, we're doing this silently. We're not off the air. And I'm going to finish this with one of my songs.
Right.
And this was a song that I used to really feel when I was playing to audiences. When I traveled around, started to understand how much sadness there was in the world. And that's when I wrote this song.
Troubled lately, and I wondered just what I could do. I wish I had more time that I could spend with you. Now if I had two of me, I would send one to your door, and I'd stay with you, and I'd hold you close till you didn't have those blues anymore, and you could wear my smile inside your heart. I would shine inside you when your morning starts. Yes, you could wear my smile. Going crazy, you're not the only one. But just what can one man do with a world that's coming undone? Now if I had a million of me, I would pass them all around to everyone who would need a friend. I'd turn those frowns upside down, and you could wear my smile inside your heart. I would shine inside you when your morning starts. Yes, you could wear my smile . But I just have one of me, and I know how to sing a song. So I'll put my love inside it, and now everyone can sing along. And you can wear my smile inside your heart. I will
something inside you. When your morning starts, and if you wear my smile and be happy, then I really would have a million of me.
And on that note, we are going to see, if you're on BBS, don't move, don't touch that dial. We're moving right into Whole Planet Healing. And we're going to move, everyone on this call is going to move to another conference call. And BBS is going to tune into that other call in just 1 minute. So I'm unmuting everybody.
Roger and Austin.
Hi, Roger.
Hello, Roger.
Welcome to Whole Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to.
Well, this is Morning Sky here.
Hi, Morning Sky. This is Judy.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
Welcome.
How's Camp
to Whole Planet Healing.
Oh,
would you like to
good.
Say your name and location?
Hi, Antonio. It's Jennifer from Greensburg.
Hi, Jennifer.
I can't do it as good as you.
It's very, very hot in Camp Verde. Very dry.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Did you have fires there? I heard that there were fires up there towards Prescott. Or Flagstaff.
Well, I wouldn't know because that's quite a ways from here. And I did see something about it.
Welcome to Whole Planet Healing.
All right, you're on BBS Radio.
Yay.
Hi, BBS.
Hi, BBS Radio.
Are we live? Welcome to Whole Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Antonio. It's Jeannie from Citrus Heights.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Welcome to Whole Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hello, Antonio. Jackie from Hi,
Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, Jackie.
Who's sitting still?
Oh, Lordy.
Hi, Antonio. I'm not sitting still. Shirley from Ohio.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
And welcome to everybody on BBS.
Welcome, BBS.
You. It's good to have you on the call.
Judy, did you say you wanted to say something to me?
Welcome to Whole Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location?
Joan Dolan Spring.
Hi, Joan.
Hi, Joan.
Hi.
Hi, Joan. I'm Morning Sky. I just wanted to say hi to you. I just haven't spoken with, you know, to you in a long time, and I just missed hearing your voice. And
oh, wonderful!
just a little chit chat, you know, just a little bit, like we were just doing with the weather and stuff.
Oh yeah.
How have you been?
I've been good, actually. Here in Ashland, the weather is hardly ever
Welcome
problematic.
Welcome to Whole Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Aquilina.
Hi there.
Welcome to Whole Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Antonio. It's Bonnie in California.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Bonnie. Yeah.
Hello.
Great to have you here, as always.
Thank you.
You're our inspiration a lot of times.
Right.
Somebody's making
good.
A lot of noise.
Good to hear.
Look forward to the reading that you do.
How's Terry?
She's still in the hospital, but she's doing
oh,
so
no.
Better.
Boy.
They can't diagnose her. It's very
so,
strange.
You're doing the Welcome to Whole Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location?
It's Wynn in Cottonwood.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
I'm
How's Carrie?
Hi. Welcome to Hope Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to. So who's doing the invocation? Gwen, Bonnie?
I will.
Okay. And everybody else is present. So, how's Terry doing?
Gwen, we can't hear you.
I imagine she's tired after channeling the answers to our questions.
Oh, she did that?
Yeah.
She sounded exhausted.
Yeah, I think it's too much for her.
Takes a lot out of her when she feels good.
Welcome to Hope Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location?
Ken Mississauga.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
I'm back.
Good.
She's probably resting right now.
Hi, she'd have been proud of me. I greeted.
She's listening to you, Antonio. Hi, Terry.
Love
you.
Love you, Terry, honey.
Hi, Terry. God bless you. May you heal.
Oh,
back.
We love you, sweetie.
All right. We are at 7:05. Thank you all for being here.
And BBS is here. Welcome to Hope Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location?
Scott from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, John.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Yeah, John. It's all right, Bonnie. Oh, boy.
So the phone lines will be muted?
Muted.
And hello, Jackie, are you here? Hello, Jackie. Thanks for being here. When do you want to do an intro as well, or just in Jackie's hand? I guess just in your hand.
Yeah, I'll just say if you're on BBS, you're listening.
You sound kind of far away from your mic.
And you just happened to tune into us.
We're not recording yet, okay?
I don't care.
Okay.
Okay, we'll start the recording.
Okay, here we go.
The recording has started.
It's June 15th, 2022. The chances are most likely you're going to listen to this and say, what are these guys, crazy guys doing, and move on. But if you really check us out, you might be surprised at what you find.
So, Jackie, it's in your hands now.
Huh?
Jackie, continue,
okay.
Right?
Thank you so much, Wynn, and thank you for the earlier call. And that was a lovely song that you ended with. It actually brought tears to my eyes. So, I would like to just say hello to everyone. I'm Jackie from Julian, California, and welcome to the Hope Planet Healing conference call. And it is Wednesday, so we, appreciate Wednesdays because we get to share this call with our BBS radio listeners who are also part of our family. Thank you all for joining us and adding your energy to our efforts tonight. Tonight and every evening, the Hope Planet Healing Call involves a collaboration of all of you who have joined us tonight or who are listening to a replay, and those same sources that originally contacted Wynn and Terry so many years ago. And this is an open call, but those who consistently join in are driven to be of service and want to make this world a better place. And these sources that join us also have indicated that they are adding their energy to our requests for healing,
primarily the planet, but also for the people, places, and situations that concern us, while always keeping in mind, of course, that the principle of the highest and greatest good of all be observed. So let's begin our call with our usual suggestions to let go of any distractions from your day. Get comfortable, relax, become centered, grounded, and let's gather and focus this elevated group energy and prepare to tackle and shift the issues that concern us tonight. Now let's officially begin this call by welcoming Bonnie from Corona, California, who will recite our invocation, requesting energetic protection for ourselves, this call, and this work, along with a shielding from any negative interference. Bonnie?
I thank you. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each and every one of us, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good and greatest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through our solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the planet. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, who are honoring the law of one, to join with us as we co-create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. Back to you, Jackie.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. Well, Winfrey is with Terry Brown right now, and they're together, and Win is on the call tonight, and let's see if he has any information he would like to share with us this evening. Win, are you available?
I'm here. You know, there's nothing new under the sun, except everything. I say this for the people in BBS, that we established a connection with a source called the Council of Elohim that has been recognized as God in various times of history. But they are not God in the way we think of God. And the way the common people think of God is not exactly how it works. And that is really a controversial thing to say, but it's true. And actually, the real idea of God is better than, I shouldn't say it's better, because if somebody wants to hold the traditional view, it still works. But they have told us that they are our friends. They don't require us to worship them. They are existing just as much as we exist. And they've told us in many, many time sessions how it works on the side they're on. And the people that pay attention to our work, many of them have epiphanies. And you want to say anything, Terry?
No.
Terry's not going to say anything. So back to you, Jackie.
Okay, thank you, Wynn. And thank you, Terry. So as most of you know, Terry is spending a lot of time lately just gathering her energy, and we're all assisting her in this healing process that she's going through right now, which makes it even more important for everyone to go visit thespiritchannel.net. We're not having as many channelings right now, so it's even more important to get to that website and start looking through the thousands of timeless channeled messages that are archived there. There are, it's just full of such a wealth of information. So get on over there, check it out. Now, every night on this call, we have Bonnie from Corona, California, who chooses a channeled message that is archived on the Spirit Channel, or something from a compatible resource, and we have the benefit of hearing this read to us every evening. So, Bonnie, what do you have in store for us tonight?
Thank you. Okay, we are going to visit a call that took place on May 2nd, 2011. And after Wynn calls in the light, we have a greeting from Ra'an through Terry, before Wynn asks some questions. And so Ra'an through Terry greets us. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is May 2nd, 2011, and we are delighted to be with each and every one of you. We are not only on the BBS radio or on the conference line, we are through the ethers, and we are non-linear, and we are connected with each and every one to the degree that the individual wishes to become connected. We can hear your questions. We can hear what you request of us. We are here to give assistance and to bring love light into your realm, so that you have a connection with home. Do you have questions? And here Wynn then answers, yes, I would say that everyone that's listening to this call has something that they would like to transform, both personally and planetarily, something they wish to change. And we want to discuss the operatives of how change occurs. I have this idea that it starts out maybe with a group of people, maybe one person, but it turns into a group who share a common vision that penetrates into other dimensions. And then it starts working on the collective. And before you know it, maybe hundreds of years, but over a certain period of time, we want to understand how this process works better so that we can all participate in creating the changes that we would like to see. Could you share anything about this process? And Ra'an through Terry answers, yes. You had mentioned earlier on the call that getting something started is harder than to take something that already has momentum and doing something with it, as something that is not in the realm is created by individuals. Oftentimes, it is not in the consensus reality. It is not in the computer program, so to speak. To get it into the programming of the cells of the people, of the consciousness of the surroundings, can be incredibly hard, as individuals are in a so-called program already. For them to move into a new program can come up against the old program and create much resistance. So the hardest part of getting a change to happen is at the beginning of the change. there is a thing that one can do, and we send it out to you as a framework to help change occur faster. That is, time can go at different speeds depending upon your frequency. If you can raise your frequency, then time can appear to speed by. But in the actual realm, the third dimension, time is slower. So, if you take an hour within your realm and you operate at the speed and frequency of your realm, it is 1 hour. But if you move your frequency higher, you can set us as an example of a higher frequency. You can increase the amount of time within that hour. So although your clock will go around 1 hour, you will be able to get much more done. Things move faster at the higher frequency, and therefore you can accomplish more in a shorter amount of time. Also, in the higher frequency, you have momentum going. It's easier to get momentum going because things are moving faster. And so when you bring that package into your realm, the sphere around you that you mold with your creative mind, you can make it into a time where you can get more done and you can be more creative. That is one way to increase what you can get done. When you bring that increased rate of time into your sphere, you can not only do it for yourself, but you can do it for your activity, for your surroundings, and therefore you can accomplish a great deal in a shorter amount of time. Go ahead and ask your question. When? Well, the first question is, because we have this shift that's happening and this cycle end, to my understanding, there is more energy flooding the planet. Does that mean it would be theoretically easier to do it now than it would have been 100 years ago or 500 years ago? Ra'an, that is correct. It is easier to do it now as there is more energy, more momentum of particles, and therefore easier to get momentum changed and to get momentum and change going in a different direction. When, thank you. Let me ask some ways that I've heard that people can change their frequency. Because probably when we talk about change in our frequency, we also have to go above our own patterns. In other words, if we're going to move to a higher frequency, we all have our own patterns that keep us in the lower frequency. And so the questions are, how do we raise our frequency? I could ask this as an open-ended question first, and then I'll bring up some ways that I have read or heard or even applied to myself that I've seen work, and get your viewpoints on those ways. So how do we raise our frequency? As an open-ended question. Ra'an, you can raise your frequency. It is a feeling you can get if you read the book, Questions and Answers with the Elohim. You can get a sense of the higher frequency. If you come into the call, you can get a sense of the higher frequency. It is like being a radio dial and a radio moving with a different frequency as you change the dial. The whole matrix of the soul can move. And that is one thing that the tunnel of light that people can choose to go through after they die does. It changes the frequency of the individual to a higher frequency of heaven so that they can actually experience and manifest a change in frequency in the tunnel of light to bring them in a harmonizing frequency with heaven and even higher realms. When I know on our Sunday grid healing, and that's probably our longest call, and yet I've noticed how the time seems to go faster and faster. I would say it seems to me that more and more people on the call are holding a higher frequency, which then tends to pull someone that's new into that higher frequency. Whereas if you only have new people, everyone is sluggish, and it can take a long time, if at all, to get the energies moving. Is that an accurate way of looking at that? Ra on. Yes, this is our experience also. When we first started doing the calls, we would come in and we would notice this huge discrepancy between our speed and the speed of the realm, the individuals in the realm, and Terry's speed. When we have been on the call now for a while, there has become an ability within Terry and also many people on the line to move with the frequencies and also with your preamble to bring people to the higher frequencies. And so we do not experience such a discrepancy now between yourselves and Terry and our group. And Wynn adds, I think everyone has noticed, everyone on the planet notices that there are certain events they participate in where time moves fast and other events where time moves slow. For example, if you go to a music concert and it has the right uplifted energy, you could spend 2 or 3 hours and it seems like, where did that go? Whereas if you're sick or arguing or extremely unhappy or lonely, time moves much more slowly. In those circumstances, are people actually moving into other dimensions and other timelines? Ra on. Yes, they are. Whereas the music strums the vibrations of the body and brings them to the frequencies, a different frequency than they have been at. It gets the DNA moving, and the DNA can then connect more easily within the higher realms and takes someone into a faster experience of time. When? So let me ask some specific questions about raising frequency. Some people would say changing your diet can help raise your frequency. Can you comment on this? Ra on. Yes, that is very true, because matter can lodge in the body, and this matter then has a certain immobility and a lack of clarity, wherein resonances within the body cannot be carried out easily. And it weighs the body down, which then the soul, the matrix experience, has a slowing down and a weighting down. A person who has not chosen a good diet may be tired and sluggish. A person who has chosen a good diet may have lots of energy and radiate out that other people can see and resonate with. Vegetables are very good that individuals, were they to have a lot of vegetables in their diet, would then have a cleaner burning system, and they'd have the ability to build cells that were more viable than, say, a more impure diet, wherein one may be eating tainted food or meat that was not properly grown. Soda pop that was laced with fake sugars that were poisonous in reality. Vitamins made from petroleum products. They do not make good cell resonance that live vegetables have. There are many good books on diet and the use of vegetables in diet. when ads. I notice when I eat a lot of vegetables, I'm less constipated. Things move through my system better. It seems to me that being constipated really makes one sluggish and slows your frequency down. Raw on. Yes, it makes one groggy and tired and not as connected with their surroundings. And then, when asked, so moving on from diet, let's look at the idea that when Jesus said, when two or more are gathered, I am also present. Now, obviously, he didn't mean his body doesn't become present, his physical body, when two or more are gathered. I have a feeling that when two or more are gathered for a higher person purpose, a spiritual purpose, there's automatically an increase in frequency. Could you explain a little how that works? Raw on. When two or more are together and are radiating to each other, it makes a bigger resonance between the two that can then intake higher frequencies more easily. As one radiates energy to the other, then it vibrates the cells of the other's body and matrix. And like strumming of an instrument, then it raises the whole energy to a higher frequency. Assuming that the people are not in a big argument, which you could then say they really are not gathered together, they're in opposition and defiance, and there is a disconnection, really, between them. But when people are connected and in harmony, it creates a radiance, and every soul needs this connection, and they can only get it from one another. When they are in greater harmony, the greater harmony that they are in, the more they can bring in the higher frequencies and the higher beings. And I just want to make a comment that I really believe that this is what we are able to do on this call, because we all have this affinity with each other now that we've gotten to know one another. And I think the vibration, the resonance is really, really high. And so I think this is why we are succeeding, I believe, in what we're attempting to do. So I will turn it back to you, Jackie. I love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. And you are spot on with your commentary. That was a great message to read, because it does describe so well what we try and do on this call. Now, in the next portion of our call, we join Jennifer from Greensburg, Pennsylvania, and Jennifer researches the most recent earthquake and volcanic activities on our planet. And this is because our sources have asked us to stay informed of these current events. They've also advised us that the most beneficial offering we can extend is the energy of calmness. So relax into that feeling of calmness. And as Jennifer guides us to each area of activity, let's gather our group energy and let's focus that calming frequency to all areas of concern, asking for gentle and benign outcomes. Jennifer?
Thanks, Jackie. Tonight, as we journey across the globe, I would like us to invite, of course, our sources who are with us now. And also, just equally important, is the spirit of Mother Earth. These entities can enhance our intention for calming. And as we begin tonight, the first place we're going to go is the Big Island of Hawaii. And we typically start there because there's always something going on there. And today, as we look at the island, we did have a little bit of extra activity today, let's say, because yesterday was pretty calm. The day before was really calm. So I want to make you aware that we have 3.3. in Pahala. That's not very high, but there were several there. There were a total of 20
all over the island. I mean, I shouldn't say it that way. There was some up by Hilo. There were two over by Kilauea. There was one up on Mauna Loa. And then there was one between Mauna Loa and Kilauea. And then the rest were in Pahala. So let's take a moment and send additional calm down to the island. And especially what we can't see, undersea volcanoes, fractures, the hot spot in the region. And I'm sure they get all sorts of activity from all the seismic that goes around the Ring of Fire. And just send down calm for a good tomorrow. And then we're going to head down to New Zealand. Now, as busy as this area was like last week, this week it's calmed down. We had a 4.2 on the Kermadec Islands. Actually, New Zealand proper, the North and South Island, it just had twos and threes today. And we're going to move across the Solomon Islands and Papua New Guinea. We didn't have anything going on there. We come over to Indonesia, we had 4.3, and then moving north to this is actually Volcano Islands. It's owned by Japan, but it's on the same fault just north of the Mariana Islands, and we had a 5.0 there. And then moving north, nothing else really to speak of in Japan or Russia. Moving across the Aleutian Trench, looking at 3.1 out on the Aleutians, and just very low levels today, 3.1 in Alaniva, and that's on the mainland. And then moving down through Canada, nothing reported. Coming down into Washington, we did have a little rumbling at Mount St. Helens, so we had like two or three little very low levels, under one. But we want to calm it because these volcanoes talk to each other. And then we're going to move down into Oregon, where on the mainland we did real well. But out on the Blanco Fracture Zone, which is one of the fracture zones I talk about ad nauseum, today we had a 5.6. And this is the step fracture Cascadia Basin off the coast of Oregon. And not only did we have 5.6, we had 12. There were 12 occurrences there, and I'm sorry, there were 8 occurrences there. From 5.6, there were a bunch in the fours and ended with 3.8. So that, whatever was happening there, it moved today. And we know it's been being pushed for some time. And then we're going to move down into California, where we had another real low level at Petrolia. And this is connected to the one that occurred in Oregon, because it's part of the same area, same fracture zone. And moving down into California, we really had a good day there, but we want to send additional calm to the geysers, San Andreas, all the way down Southern California. And everything in California today was twos. And looking over at Ridgecrest, over at Ridgecrest, we did have a swarm of activity, but it was 2.3 was the largest. And also we had a couple of small occurrences over at Long Valley, Caldera. And then we're going to move. Oh, one thing. I just want to send calm to West Yellowstone. There wasn't a lot of activity today, but we did have a 2.5 at West Yellowstone. So just send calm to this whole area. You know, it's just been rumbling on and off, on and off, on and off. You know, there's stuff going on that we can't see. So let's just send calm to that whole area. And that's going to be Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho, the junction of those three states.
And then we're going to now move down into Mexico, where we just had a 4.1 and less. Costa Rica, 4.0. Panama, 4.0. And then moving down into South America, we had a 4.3 in Peru and a 4.2 in Chile. Now we're going, and that was all for all of South America, which means it's really calm. Moving up the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, though, we did have a 4.9 at the Southern Mid-Atlantic Ridge. And this is in that same area, what shall I say, it's south of Ascension Island. And it would be off the coast of, like, Brazil. And this area is pulling apart. So just send calm. We know that it must do that. It has to grow. It has to move. It has to change. But we just ask that it's done in the least amount of disruption to humans and animals. And then we're going to zip through Europe. Get ready, Jackie. There was nothing going on in Europe. I mean, there were a few threes here and there. And then we come over to Iran, where it kind of all goes to heck. We had a busy day there. My goodness. This, I could describe to you, it's southern Iran. It is on land and partially in the Gulf of Oman. There were 28 earthquakes there today, the largest of which was 5.5. So I guess we've got a swarm going on there. And we send calm to that region. That's a lot going on there. And then move over to southern China. We had 4.5. And then that was all there was. I'd like to thank you all. And I'll send you back to Miss Jackie.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. Well, Wynn will be taking us on his guided visualization in just a few moments, where he will direct our attention to many of the other issues that need our focus. But first, the phone lines are being unmuted, and you have this opportunity to put your concerns into the light, always keeping in mind that the highest and greatest good for all be considered. And I'd like to thank you all for your contributions and your service tonight. If you are on BBS Radio or listening to a replay, this is also the right time to put forth your personal concerns. And before passing this on, I'd just like us all to continue to maintain the flow of beautiful love, light, and healing energy to Terry Brown. And also our love to Betty, Cecil, and their family. Thank you.
Unmuted.
I would like to put into law light healing assistance and protection for our beautiful mother, our human family, our flora and fauna, all the sentient beings. I would like to ask for the heightened assistance with maintenance of the world peace, assisting Mother Earth in regaining her ability to control the weather fully and completely for the highest and greatest good, and a big deal of assistance for our children, our animals, and all the sentient beings. Bring everything back to our big, happy, loving family. Thank you so, so very much.
Thank you, Jill. I would like to continue to ask for rain for the Western United States and here on the West Coast. I'd also like to continue to offer love and light and laughter and hope to the children of the world. And I'm asking for a balance of energy in all the right places, all the right measures. And thank you.
Tom in San Jose, support and protection for Sidney Powell, Mike Lindell, and for the movie 2000 Mules. Thank you.
This is Jeannie in Citrus Heights. I'd like to place the awakening of humanity into the light.
It's becoming increasingly clear that more and more people are awakening to the fact that there's a relatively small group of people in this world whose intention is to control everything and everyone else, to override our God-given free will, and to disregard our welfare in their attempt to further their own agenda. The agenda of these would-be rulers, for humans who have been created in the image of God and in harmony with the frequencies of nature, seems to be to recreate humans in their own image through artificial intelligence and unhealthy, unnatural frequencies. I ask the Elohim to assist us in delivering ourselves and our fellow man from this interference with our originally intended higher destiny. Thank you.
All right, we have a limited time, so Jennifer, please do your healing list, and then we pick up.
Okay. Thank you, hi. I'd like to put everybody on the call, including our BBS listeners, of course, on our healing list for whatever you need. I would like to make mention of the following individuals: Cecil and Betty, who are in need of prayer; Lauren in Washington; Joe T in Washington; Tom in San Jose; Jackie in Julian; Antonio Jr., Sr., and Abby; Maxalina in California; Morning Sky in Oregon; Kathleen in Vermont; Bonnie in California; and Wynn and Terry. We send Terry healing, love light. We love you so much, Terry. You have a lot to do yet. And of course, we send Wynn love light energy. And also, before I sign off, I'd like to put my significant other, Tom, in the love light. Thank you.
This is John.
Muted.
John, I'd like to put Lake Mead into the light so that there is persistent rain. I'd also like to put the world economy into light so that people can find jobs. And that's all for now.
This is Wynn, and we're going to do our closing visualization. We got to go through it a little fast because we're on BBS. But we're going to scan our planet with our group energy, which includes our sources, and put the idea of creating the most positive outcomes for the future. So we start out surrounding our planet with our group energy, sending the love light of the higher realms down to the surface of our planet, and lifting the vibration of everything that can be lifted. We start out with the humans who are service to others, the children and young people, that they attain wisdom as they get older, the animals and the pets, and particularly the pets who help keep their owners' chakras open, the plant life, the trees, the bushes, the grass, rocks, minerals, and crystals, who hold this energy in their strong matrices. The insects, who are part of the balance of nature, who, like the bees, and we ask for the preservation of their species, the fish and the sea life, and the dolphins and the whales. We now go through the surface of the earth and go into the interior of the earth, And the Earth has a very big energy field that hosts all life on her planet. And she has to process a lot of things, and we ask for her healing. We're sending healing to Earth and balance and gratitude for giving us this opportunity to have bodies here. We go to the energy waves that travel through the Earth and send calm energy. We go back to the surface of the Earth, and we do the earthquake zones that are prone for earthquakes in the future. And we're going to send calm energy to each one. The Ring of Fire, the land masses surrounding the Pacific Ocean, the New Madrid Fault Line, St. Louis and the surrounding states. We just put a column of light hundreds of miles in diameter, bringing calm energy through the ground. And the Mid-Atlantic Fault Line, stretching from the North Pole through Iceland, down the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, as far south as the tip of South America. And we put a longitudinal column of light bringing calm energy to this entire fault line. And we ask our sources to help locate any other faulted areas around the planet and bring calm energy. And we ask that any earthquakes or volcanoes that need to occur because the Earth is releasing stress can happen gradually and away from population centers. We go to some of the other out-of-balance situations on our planet. We start with the coronavirus, its mutations, and any other contagious pathogens. And we ask to render them harmless. We go to the immune systems of humans, and we ask to strengthen them. We go to the pathogens in vaccines and ask that they be transmuted. We go to all the agendas of the negative elite and ask that the population of our planet becomes aware enough to understand these agendas and steer clear of them. We ask the population of the planet becomes more aware of those negative influences and the newspapers and fake news, etc. And to become more aware of the positive sources and higher dimensions that can respond to their call. We go to the people that suffer and we send the Christ energy to those people. And as a possible handhold to get above their suffering. We go to rain and drought. We ask for rain in all those areas where there's drought, particularly in populated areas and areas that grow crops, and areas where animals are dependent on water. We go to the governments of our planet and we ask for qualities of leadership that make people feel safe and cared for. Benevolence, compassion, courage, wisdom, integrity, and ethics. And we ask that those countries that are adversarial with each other can find ways and means of solving their issues nonviolently. We send this love light energy to the country of Ukraine and Russia, asking for a solution to the war that's taking place in Ukraine. We go to interventions. We ask that our realm is protected from nuclear weapons going off. And we ask for the transmutation of all toxic materials on our planet. Anything, food, air, water, or medicine. Finally, we bring this energy back to ourselves. We see the energy flowing through our chakras, opening our chakras up, releasing us from physical illness, past life karma. And activating our DNA. Finally, we are going to bring a close to this call, to the verbal part of it, but we're leaving the lines open for those of you that want to hold this space for as long as you like. Thank everyone for being here. I thank Hise for being here. And I thank all of you who are volunteering to do parts. And I thank everybody on BBS for being here. And we hope you'll come back again. And on that note, we will see you next time.
This session is no longer being recorded.